Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hargy! I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's up, man? It's Giggles!
David Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Oh!
What are you doing over there, buddy?
It's a funny XLR cable.
Is it?
And for our listeners...
Now you're on. Now you're on.
There you go. Okay.
What's going on, buddy?
It's feeling good.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful in New York City.
I am
Dave.
This is Giggles.
And in studio we have...
Ryan Airy from RyanAirey.com.
Hi, how you doing?
Ryan's a long-time caller.
First-time listener.
First time.
No, second time guest, actually.
Second time. Ooh, what's that? We got
really?
A little phone
you
call.
You're going to turn your phone down? Let's answer it.
I need to. Okay.
Yeah, answer
let's
it.
Answer it.
See
put
what
on
we got going. Phone. He's getting nervous. He's getting nervous.
Hello? Hey, Dad. How are
no,
you?
No, this is Pops.
Speakerphone.
Hey, hang on a second.
This is good. It's good radio.
Hey, Dad. How are you doing?
Made it up there, huh?
Yeah, I did. Hey, Dad, you're on speaker right now. We're actually live on an internet radio show. Yeah, New York state law says I have to notify you if you're being recorded. So,
this is true.
Yeah.
You can't say
like that.
No, you can say whatever you want. You can say, what words can you say, guys?
Anything you want.
Say a word, Dad.
I don't want to cuss and stuff and act like an idiot.
Giggles does it all the time.
But no, I made it here just fine the other night. I just moved to New York, so like a couple of days ago. And it was good. I kind of thought the first night that I lived in the hood. But I saw it in the daytime today, and it doesn't look nearly as scary.
When are you going up the mountains?
When did I what?
When are you going into the mountains?
Into the mountains? Oh, up to the camp?
Yeah.
June. So we went to New Jersey yesterday, and we filmed a bunch of Jews. At a bar mitzvah, yeah.
Could you tell they were
good
Jewish?
Food.
No, we pretty much knew as soon as they picked the kids up in the chairs that they were Jewish. That was the first indication.
It's a good indication.
How's Ohio doing right now?
Huh?
How's Ohio?
I guess it's all right. I don't know.
What's the...
Adams County's going to be a war zone pretty soon.
Why is that?
Everybody that busted.
Oh!
Everybody got busted?
Oh, there was another bust?
Tell me about
it. I mean, everybody busted. They got busted. Never mind. But, yeah, they know who done it, I think.
So wait, for you people who don't know, there's a big pill problem, a prescription drug problem in my home camp, very rural county. So meth, pills, and then the local law enforcement, I guess, has been working on a series of stings for a long time. And
Ohio.
Recently, this is real. This isn't a bit. This is really happening.
Oh, yeah. Real radio.
So did they get, like, the pushers or the suppliers or the middlemen? Like, who's on the button?
Probably just the little guys, I guess. I don't know.
But they're going to try to flip them, right? They won't flip them?
Nah.
Nah. Well, Dad, look.
I doubt it.
We're gonna hold on a second. Say goodbye to Dave. This is Dave, too.
Hey, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Yeah.
Have a good day, man. Have a good day.
Do you want to go talk to him? All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Ryan's going to leave the studio to go talk to his pops.
It's cool.
It's fine,
cool.
Really. We're not doing a radio show.
It's an important show. It's an important call.
You know, his dad sounds really young.
His dad sounds exactly like him.
Yeah.
Why do they have a southern accent if they're from Ohio?
I don't know. Hey, if it's getting red over here on their meters, does that mean we're peaking?
It could be.
Just bring it down a little bit.
It's down.
There we go.
A little
nice.
Bit, man. There we go. All right. So it's 646-915-9228. Give us a call. We're sitting here. We're chatting all day for an hour.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
I cannot wait until this radio show is over so I can get outside.
You can never wait till the radio show is over.
No, but, you know, we're on a roll. And I think I might have a stuttering problem. I've been, like, speaking to people, and I've been stuttering.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, is it, like, a nervous thing?
I think my head gets too, there it goes. It's stuttering.
What's the problem? Are you thinking too fast?
Well, I've had 3 cups of coffee today.
Oh, and it's only 2 o'clock. What time did you wake up? Must have been like noon.
No, 10:30.
10:30?
10:30, a little Sunday.
3 cups of coffee since 10:30?
Yeah, big
That's
time.
Why you're stuttering.
So, in news,
yeah.
something happened.
What happened?
Your mom.
Oh, yeah, my mom posted it. I don't know why she posts on the wall all the time. But
so all of your friends know
that my cat died. My mom found her on the side of the house, and I got to go upstate and bury it.
Do you want help? Because I'll
you want to go up and do a little burying job?
That would be like a bit.
Would you say something?
For the cat?
For the cat.
Yeah. All right, like a little moment of silence.
No, give me what you would say if you were going to bury a cat.
Beanie?
Beanie's the cat's name.
Beanie, you lived a good life. You caught some rats. You played. You slept all day. I'm going to miss you. And then I'd like
and now we
spit
know
on
that,
it.
And now we know that your eyes are darting back and forth in heaven.
It's true. Crazy cat.
So, when are you going to go up there and bury the cat?
I don't know. I got to figure that out. I got to work all week. That might be a difficult thing, you know?
Yeah. What are you going to do with the cat while you're working all week and you need to preserve
it? That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Can't you just put it in a bag and put it out to the side of the street?
Put it in the pond?
Yeah, well, just throw it away.
Just throw it away?
Or dump, you know?
I don't know. I don't even think laws allow you to bury your own cat or dog.
Oh.
I think you
need... Yeah, you can bury your cat. Near a water source, probably. You can't... You know, you don't want to put it next to somebody's.
I'm pretty sure that you have to do something.
Burn it. Let's cremate it.
I was watching Goodfellas earlier
Spread
today.
Spread the ashes.
And you want to make sure that you don't bury it someplace where they're going to put a condominium, because then you'll have to go back and dig it up in 6 months. And it's
well, this
smell.
Is true, but except that no one will question a cat.
Oh, that's true.
Did
that's
the
true.
Cat like swallow a bunch of diamonds?
Yeah, probably. That's probably, yeah.
So you let me know. I will go up there.
We'll go up. We'll do some digging.
I can't say that I'm not going to film you. Like, I'm going to film you weeping. While you're digging the grave for this cat.
Digging the grave.
I'm sorry about your cat.
No, really, I am sorry. That's sad.
It was a good cat.
And I'm sorry your mom like posted it on Facebook.
It's what she does.
It's terrible.
It's what she does.
It's terrible. It's like, Dave, your test results came in.
I know. We're going to have
about herpes.
We're going to have a big a Mother's Day spectacular. We'll get your mom on the phone. We'll get my mom on the phone. We'll get everyone.
Ryan doesn't have
a mom. Yeah. Maybe we'll get Jason's mom on the phone.
This XLR.
Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. It's hard not to touch it.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know if you had any cats that died.
Yeah.
So what's going on? So one thing that you were on the phone, your dad sounds exactly like you.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
How much older is he?
Actually,
than you?
It was weird. I was thinking he's 26 years older than me. I thought he was somebody else. He didn't sound like himself to me. But probably because it was the speaker.
It was the speaker. Yeah, you have it in the headphones.
But he sounds like me, huh?
Yeah, he sounds like you. Also, you're from Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how come you guys have a southern accent?
It's southern Ohio, so it's...
You're Kentucky, right?
Yeah, close to it. I need to get closer to the microphone.
Yeah, closer to the microphone.
No, it's near the river, and so it's more in the hills of Appalachia, the foothills right there. So we,
develop that mountain talk, they call it.
Mountain talk, right?
Mountain talk.
Yeah, we're still split over the Civil War. There's still allegiances that are shifting and things like that.
Caller, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You are on the air. What's going on?
I've actually been listening today.
Ben
McGee.
Plan B McGee. What's going on, McGee's?
I've been listening, and I'm really sorry about your cat, Dave.
It's all right. He was a good little guy. She lived a long life, so.
Aw, beans.
She survived by her mother, actually.
She what?
She survived by her mother. Her mom's still alive.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
That's really crazy.
Actually, if you want to get into the story of the cat was a sister of
my
4.
Died. My parents came to pick me up from a sleepover, and everybody in the car was crying. And they said that my cat, Dilly, had died, and they found his body. And then we got home, and Dilly ran across the driveway, and we were like, what? And it was another black cat that was dead, not Dilly.
He did
eventually die.
Of course, of course.
Dead in the bathtub.
But that one day you had a glimmer of hope. You thought there was a God.
Yeah.
McGee, how do we sound? What's our audio like out there in the airwaves?
Check. Check.
Hello?
Check.
I wouldn't let Mike Bradley anywhere near like the funeral proceedings, though. I feel like he's going to bring the camera in. He's going to turn it into a media circus.
He will. He will.
I think it should be a quiet, respectful service.
Yeah. It was actually kind of funny. So on Friday, I think it was, we went out and did a shoot with Scrap. And Andy was doing the video, and he wanted to make it into a media circus. He's like, you guys want pictures? You guys, what do you guys need? What do you guys need? And the girls got really freaked out, and we're like, no, that's, we don't need any pictures.
No.
That's what they do. You know.
Yeah. All the little cat reporters showed up.
Okay, can we all talk can we all talk at the same time here? Can we all just yell at each other in the mics? Sorry.
So, McGee, I thought you were coming into studio.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be there today, but I didn't feel like it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But hey, I'm gonna listen. Okay, so.
Cool. You know, go listen. Great. Give us a call later. We'll talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Later.
All right, Pete Beanie.
Pete Beanie.
Beanie Beanie.
Oh, Beanie.
Beanie.
Beanie. She's rubbing it in.
She's rubbing it in. Rubbing She's it just in. Getting down.
So, how's your tooth?
Tooth is hurting.
Tooth is hurting.
I got to go to the dentist.
What's wrong with your tooth?
I got a cavity. Ooh. It's starting to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, sensitive to cold, you know? So, I got some, what do they call it? Like oral gel. Mm-hmm. Put that on there. Numbs it up. But it's starting to hurt, so I'm going to have to go to the dentist.
Jeez. I hate
tooth. Tooth hurts are the worst.
Do you have health insurance?
I do.
Okay.
But
you had
the
dental
best.
Insurance. Right?
I do have dental insurance.
But they screwed you.
They
last
screwed
time.
Me last time. Actually, it was an interesting story. So okay. I go to the dentist, right? And I make an appointment, and I make sure that that damn dentist is on my insurance. So I go to the dentist, and when I get there, they're like, "All right, just fill these forms out." Filled them out. Finally, got into a room, sat down, and my doctor was supposed to be a woman doctor. This I knew because I signed up for this doctor.
Yeah.
When I sat down, a male doctor comes in. While I was sitting in the chair, they switched doctors on me. The doctor they switched on me wasn't under my plan. So then they wanted to charge me full price. Crap.
Yeah.
That bullshit.
That's terrible. Yeah. Bullshit.
I got a
bullshit.
Question for you.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk in the news lately.
Yeah.
In the sources out there that says the internet should be free. What do you think about that? You think about the internet should be free?
All right, give me an example of what you think should be free.
On the internet.
Like Wi-Fi broadcasts should
yeah,
be.
Like you know, and I sort of agreed with it.
What about music?
Do you mean like...
Because you're getting music off the internet. Why should that be free?
It is free. I mean, you can listen to like Last.fm or Pandora.
So you can listen to it, but you can't legally possess it from the internet.
Right, that's right.
Reference, right.
But I'm just talking about the internet. In itself, like you get an internet connection, you got to pay like $50 a month just to get internet.
Well, they've had, I mean, when the first internet was first released, they had to make sure that they were in libraries, and a lot of congressmen said it was the same as talking about a Mercedes gap. Like, they said it was a knowledge gap, like the people who wanted an internet in the libraries, but then people countered and said, you know, it's like how it's a luxury, but it's, or I don't think it's a luxury. I think everybody should have access to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But who pays for it?
That's who true. Does pay for it?
Yeah.
That's the
how
question.
How are you going to pay for the Wi-Fi, you know, broadcast that's going to happen then?
Well, I mean, it's almost like cell phone bills, you know, or cell phone companies signing a 2-year contract.
Sure.
You don't even sign a 2-year lease. Who signs a 2-year cell phone contract?
Sure.
Angers me.
But down the line, they want to make it so that you're paying for bandwidth use.
Oh, like so if you're like downloading tons of porn.
Yeah, if you're, you know, you'll get to the certain bandwidth.
Or movies.
Movie.
Yeah. Music.
Yeah, but I mean, when you get to a certain length of bandwidth, so you use that bandwidth up, that's it. No more use until next month.
Right.
Or if you want to use more, it'll be like the cell phone.
Yeah.
You have minutes. Mm-hmm. If you go over your minutes, you're going to pay more.
Right.
But if you go over your bandwidth, you'll pay more. That's kind of where I think it's going.
In rural areas like in Adams County, Ohio, where I'm from, that's already the rule. Like
South.
Satellite internet. So.
You don't even have cable internet.
Well, no, not in the country.
No.
Yeah. Where they don't run cable.
I remember you complaining about your internet connection being pretty slow.
Yeah, because I had to go out
in the air.
Montana to pick it up.
Jeez.
Well, that was some funny conversation, wasn't it?
It was good. Well, yeah, we had to touch a little bit on
it. I feel like
we
have Gore Vidal in here today.
We're going big time. It's actually, there's a big push for the internet as a whole to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I saw a recent article on that. I don't know much more about it, but I saw something about it recently.
Can they give the Nobel Peace Prize to...
I mean, who would they give it to?
An entity? Yeah, like...
Well, Al Gore.
Who gets the money?
Al Gore.
Yeah, exactly. He should.
Terrible. You know what? Something else that's been angering me. Been looking at the news lately.
All right.
And I just don't care.
You just don't care.
Just don't care. Entertainment news, like celebrity news. I just feel like I've graduated above that. I don't need to look at celebrity.
What does that mean?
I don't care what Tiger Woods is doing. I don't care what's going on with Courtney Love or, you know, all these, you know, 16-year-old pop stars. I just don't care.
I don't believe you.
What?
I don't believe you. I think you really do care.
I don't care.
You know
what I care about? I care about waking up, getting my cup of coffee, getting my breakfast.
Three cups
of coffee, going out, making some money, and having a good time. Having a good life. Love. This is the love show.
This is the love show.
Let's get back.
646-915-9228. Call and tell us your love for Giggles. But yes, it was supposed to be the love show, and here you are spouting hate already.
I'm not spouting hate.
Just saying hate.
I don't like entertainment news.
What is it that you don't like about it? Is it the fact that it's other people's lives who are making...
It's just over-sensationalized.
Would you mind if your name was in the news?
Probably. I don't want my name in the news.
No?
No.
It's all over the internet now.
It is. Terrible. Oh, gosh.
I don't know, Giggles. A lot of the things you want to do in life, it seems like that would be a good means to the end.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, if you were famous like Tiger Woods for having a big penis and sleeping with like dozens of women... Which is what he's famous for now.
Right.
You know, wouldn't that help you then to, like, launch your career into whatever you want to do?
But I don't have a big penis, and I haven't slept with dozens of women.
This is true.
You haven't slept with dozens of women?
No.
No.
So there we go. There's my problem. Here's my problem.
Again with the problems. The hate. Where's the love?
We have some love.
Oh, man. I do think, though, that you are a performer.
Yeah.
And if you can get your name out there, you would.
I should.
You would.
But I think I'm going to be more infamous than famous.
So that means you're going to go kill somebody?
I'm not
going to
kill anybody, but...
Infamous, doesn't that mean something that you did that was, like, horrific?
Horrific. I saw, speaking of infamous acts, I saw Condoleezza Rice
the
other day. I was doing an audio gig at this 5-star hotel
in
Manhattan. And I'm going out, you know, I'm getting some juice or some coffee, and I come back, and I just see Condi walk by me.
Condi. You on a first-name basis?
Condi.
And I'm...
For a split second, I thought, I could get her right in the throat, you know, like a punch right in the throat, knock out the windpipe, and be like, "What? What? I got you, Condi. I got you."
Why would you do that?
There were no WMD. Bam.
Yeah, right.
Why would you do that?
Well, just because I had the chance to.
This might be a good time to mention that I once wrote Condoleezza Rice a letter inviting her to a pizza party at my house, and I sent her a mat
chair.
And you can read that letter on www.ryanair.com.
Ryanair.com.
But think about it. Listen. Let's get down to brass tacks. I wasn't going to kill Condi Rice here, but I could have stopped her and been like, yo, 4,000 plus troops. You know what I'm saying? Not to get a little political here, but I feel like we've stopped thinking about the two wars that we're in right now. We're just kind of going on with our daily lives and be like, oh, recession, and oh, like, let's survive.
Seventh birthday of the Iraq War.
7 years. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Where were you? Do you remember where you were when that started?
Yeah,
7 years ago? What was that, 2003?
March.
I was graduating college.
I mean, the day. Do you remember the day?
I was drunk.
You were drunk, okay.
I just remember, like...
I was teaching.
Teaching.
Yeah. And drunk.
As you should be.
Yeah.
But serious.
I do not remember.
I mean, this is supposed to be about the love, but, like, you know...
Where's the hate?
I'm a little angry.
Mm.
You know? I'm a little bit
Tell
angry.
Me what you're angry at. All right, let's get down to brass
maybe
tacks.
That all
what are
this
you angry
news,
about?
Maybe all the news is about like celebrities and Tiger Woods and all
and
this
war.
Crap. But nothing about war. Nothing about like...
You want to see the war.
I want action. You know?
What does that mean, you want action?
Well, we're screwed, man. We're a bunch of monkeys here. Bunch of monkeys.
I don't understand what you're saying. Break it down for me.
Listen. 7 years in Iraq.
7 years in Iraq.
And what? 8 in Afghanistan, 9 in Afghanistan, something like that.
I have no idea.
And what? Half of our tax money goes to funding our defense systems, our military.
So what are you saying? You don't want to see Tiger in the news, but you want to see what's going on over there.
Right.
But there's plenty of avenues to go to see that, like the New York, or the one of those magazines, New Yorker, and the New York Times. They always have articles about that.
Yeah.
So here we are. So I think the problem is you're looking all in the wrong places. You're probably looking at the New York Post. You're probably looking at...
Where are you getting your news from?
Yeah.
That's the question.
That's a good question.
Let's go
where do you
source.
Get your news from?
Let's go to the source.
The Onion?
The Onion.
Okay. They don't run nearly enough news parodies.
See, you always break it down.
War parodies anymore. Got it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. I just got a little on my soapbox there. I got
well,
a little angry.
It's good because you get the anger out of your system and it makes you realize the things you love. Like earlier you said, I hate like entertainment news, but I love coffee and getting my life going.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So your hate leads to love.
It's true. And this all stemmed from seeing Condoleezza Rice and being like, yo.
Let me ask you this. Is she a good-looking woman? I know in person I heard that she's a little bit better than in pictures.
Yeah. No. She's got a really small head. Her hair's bad, and she could eat corn through a picket fence. I said it.
What does that mean?
eat corn through a picket fence.
Is that a racial thing?
Like, no.
She has big teeth. Is that what you're saying?
She can eat squash through a picket fence. It doesn't matter what vegetable it is.
I think it does. I think it does matter.
What does that mean?
She's got the vertical teeth, or the horizontal teeth. You know, that she could, like,
Never heard that before. Is that a Florida thing?
Yeah.
Must be.
Call her on the air.
Nope. Call in. 646-915-9228.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So what's going on? What is going on? What else is in the news that you like?
Let's talk about things we love.
All right, let's go. We talked about this week, me and Giggles, because we were getting on the whole, like, we've been on a big, like, what do we hate, what do we hate, what do we hate? So we've been going on a tangent this week about what top 10 things we love. Mm-hmm. So I asked Giggles to put together a list of top 10 things he loves.
I got 7.
You got 7. Couldn't come up with 10. Surprising. All right, let's start with number 7.
Start with number 7, adventure.
All right, these are going to be the most, like, generic things we could talk about. All right, what do you like about adventure?
I love adventure. Every time I step outside my door, there's an adventure.
There's an adventure.
You know? I mean, we live in Little Poland right now, but I don't have a lot of Polish chicks pushing babies.
Pushing babies?
Polish gangsters, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, you're about to go into a new adventure.
Yep.
You're moving.
Moving out.
That's going to be big.
It's going to be big. You're helping, right? Fifth floor walk up.
Wow.
Fifth floor walk up.
We'll talk about it.
You're wearing shorts, man.
We'll talk about
you
it.
You need to sweat a little bit. I want to see you sweat.
He's got a bad tooth.
I do have a bad tooth.
So he doesn't have a bad leg. You can help me up.
I do have a bad leg.
Really? What?
I had a tumor in my leg.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You had a... Yeah.
Well, yep. You're a really good friend. I know. Forgot that he had a tumor in his leg.
Seriously.
Yeah, well,
bad leg.
Really?
All right, we're moving on to number 6.
Give me your... Are we going down the list?
Yeah, we're
going
to go down your list.
Friends. I love my friends. I like my friends. I love my friends. I think I have the best friends in the world.
Interesting.
So far, this list could have been made by a 6-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ice cream.
I like lollipops.
Number 7. Number 5.
Number 5.
Family. I love my family. What? 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 You guys did? Did you guys make a list?
Is wrestling number 4?
Oh, God. Family. All right, moving on to the next one.
Number 4. Belly buttons.
All right, that's good. That's an interesting one. Okay.
Right. I like chicks' belly buttons.
What is it about belly buttons that you like?
They're just kind of cute. You know, I think a little belly button, little, you know. I like chicks' stomachs.
Mm. Mm. If you ever find one who doesn't have a belly button, that's when you got to start questioning.
Oof. Yeah, where did she come from?
Exactly.
How did she eat when she was in vitro?
Exactly.
In utero?
In utero, not vitro. Vitro means she was in a petri dish.
All right, what kind of belly button do you like?
I like innies. I think like Audis are kind of weird.
All right.
Survive.
Kind of weird. Addies we know good. People who have Addies. Scrap.
Scrap's kind of weird.
When I was
gross.
A kid, I remember my dad, you know, had a big dad belly.
Sure.
And so it had, you know, he had a big belly button. And I always thought it was like the Sarlacc pit in Return of the Jedi. And when
just
he would sleep,
going.
One time I was playing with like my Boba Fett action figure around it. And then he woke up and he just kind of looked at me. And
he was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Beginning of the end with the relationship I have with my dad.
Now I can see why the phone call was so like...
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he still resents me for using his belly button for a Star Wars prop.
That's really good. Yeah. So again, about down to Brad. Mm-hmm. As a guy, belly button lint is a problem.
For me? Well, I pick it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have belly button lint.
Totally.
A lot of people don't understand that. Like, we don't understand belly button lint. We get it all the time.
Yeah.
So what else would you like about a belly button? Like, give me your perfect belly button. Give me the worst belly button in the world.
A smelly belly button.
Ooh.
Oof, you know, like
cheesy.
Like, got some, like, you know, she's been sweating.
She's sweating.
Hooting and hollering. You know, she's maybe spilled some beer in there.
All right.
Some nachos.
Nacho cheese.
There's a Boba Fett action figure sticking out of it.
Yeah. It's not clean. You know.
Not clean. Mm-hmm. So a girl who doesn't take care of her belly button. So maybe like a go to see that trail.
Ooh. Ooh. Like an Italian girl. Like with like a lot of black
like
hair.
Like a Greek girl.
Greek, ugh. Like, I think like girls that have like arm hair. You know, like arm hair and sort of like happy trail.
Arm hair as in like on your arm?
Like, you know, like thick black arm hair.
Thick black arm hair. You can't stand it.
No. Some chicks, I saw a chick the other day with like a beard. Like a full on beard.
Where'd you news from?
I think Williamsburg.
I could see that.
Beards are big in
freaking hipsters.
Number 3.
All right,
ladies. I want to see your list. I'll come up with 3 more. I love ladies.
3 more.
Ladies are pretty awesome. You know?
Ladies are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of.
So obviously now. All right, go ahead.
Do Do you think,
so you're
in the artistic realm, do you think a naked lady is more attractive to look at than a naked male? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's been the debate.
I don't think that's ever been it. She's a little bit, I think it's pretty well known that a woman's body is more artistic than a male's body.
I'd agree.
I think the only people who would question that, and I'm starting to wonder why you're questioning it.
I'm not questioning it. I'm just asking.
People,
it's just a topic.
No, even a lot of gay men I know, you know, will say,
we'll appreciate,
you know,
a
breasts
woman's
are
body.
Beautiful in the curves, right. And it's just, sure, when you start getting into the vagina that they get nervous.
They do get really, yeah, nervous. They don't know, nah, what is that down there.
No, it scares them.
But I mean, you go up to like Cape Cod, uh-huh, something like that.
Provincetown?
You're gonna see a lot of penises. You know, you're gonna see a lot
of
pictures in the window. Because they appreciate the male body. This is why I'm wondering why you're questioning.
I'm not questioning. I'm making a statement. Making, right, a question.
Right. Do a lot of homosexuals live in
Cape Cod? In
P-town.
Provincetown, yeah.
They call it P-town.
Oh, okay.
P-town. Yeah.
Get the lingo.
For penis?
What's another gay-friendly area? P-town, Fire Island.
We hate. What's
West,
this go?
San Francisco.
The whole, yeah.
You South seem Beach. To be rooting these off like nothing.
I'm just, you know, I'm just traveling.
Fire Island. Together.
I booked my tickets. All right, number two.
Lenny's house. You know, oh.
Giggle's house.
Moving on.
Number two is traveling.
Traveling.
Love traveling.
You do love to travel.
Isn't that kind of like adventure, though? Isn't that?
It is.
No, no. Well,
really similar.
Adventure,
like,
I could find an adventure in my bathroom. You know?
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Adventure.
You know?
That's a pretty narrow classification of adventure.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, like, hey, I got the last Pringle. What an adventure.
Kind of thing. Well, I mean, like, sometimes I go to the bathroom with my cup of coffee and do my morning ritual.
Yeah.
And I have a good time.
Sure.
You know, go in,
sure,
the bathroom, do what I got to do, brush my teeth, take a shower, sing my shower song. What's your shower song? You had a shower song? Walk
in
the shower?
I bring in my BlackBerry and pump some Pandora in the shower.
Really? Mm.
So I always got music for my shower.
You don't worry about the fog?
No, I got it locked up in the there's a closet in the bathroom, so
really?
I put it in there, so it doesn't worry. I just wrap it up in some towels. It's cool.
What's your shower song, Giggles?
I sing Martin Sexton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know Martin Sexton?
No. It sounds nice though.
It's good though.
The way
he's got
you
a great,
say it.
Yeah, Martin Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. He's it's good. There's a couple good songs I like to sing. I like my friend
Martin Sexton
right now.
In a westerly direction. This car is my train. Driving and I'm a-wondering what it is I'm running from again. And I feel like an 80-year-old man holding on to 29. And up ahead on that horizon is the California line.
I feel like we're in Fire Island.
It was good. I can't believe I just like went out.
That was something.
And then it goes into
amazing.
Like, had enough freedom on the road. It's like I've had mix up there. You know? It's like a good,
so yeah, it's an adventure song.
Yeah, it's adventure.
You love adventure.
Mm,
and traveling.
And traveling. And on the shower thing, let's talk about this.
All right.
When was the time you first showered with a girl? Or was it kind of awkward? Because you know, like when you get in the shower, you like to get everything, right?
Sure.
You
like, well, I
you
think
want
there's,
to clean everything.
I think when you get down the road of being like, shower with a girl, you
right.
have to take the approach of being like, all right, I'm going to go take a shower, do that stuff first, and then be like,
come in.
Come on in. You know, room for one more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because it's always awkward whenever you start off with the sexy in the shower.
Exactly.
And then after a while, you're like, well, I guess we
I gotta,
actually
have
to get down
to
watch. Real business now.
Right.
And you know.
But there is something also about a woman cleaning you. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but then you sort of feel like a little baby, and like your mom's sort of cleaning your ass.
Is that how you feel? Wow. Issues. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Tell us what you love.
Totally. And the number.
What's the number one? The big one.
Oh dear.
Jeez.
It's all right.
Snowboard.
That's interesting. Coming from a guy from Florida.
But I've been snowboarding probably tolerant. Well. Been skiing almost every year of my life, since like.
Where'd
nine
you go?
Or 10.
Well, yeah, when you were in.
First time I went skiing with him, we went up to New Hampshire. We drove a couple
Jesus.
Of caravan up there.
Wow,
that's a long drive.
How many? Like 2 day trip or
2 day
do
trip?
It all in one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great though. It was awesome.
Wow.
So that's my top 10. And
that was the most generic list I've ever
top
heard.
Top 7.
Top
you know
seven.
What? Hey,
Dave, do you have one? Do you have a top 10?
Did you make a list?
I made a list.
Yeah, where is it?
I put it out the other day. You remember? Dave's Block. Dave's Faves.
No, that was Joe Marconi. Jailhouse Joe.
No, Joe put out his own list.
Of things that you love.
Of things that I love, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, totally. Top number one is Andy Rath.
Andy Rath. Andy was like, I was actually talking to him. He was like, I was so excited to see me on the top of your list. And I said, no, that was Jailhouse Joe's list. And I saw his heart break.
His heart does break pretty easily.
It does. It does.
Better get used to it. anyways.
I have a list.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Well known that. The whole thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 39. No, it's 10. It's 10. When I go to sleep at night, I roll over on my side, my back cracks a little bit.
You like a little back crack.
And that's really my favorite part about
simple
going to
pleasures.
Sleep. Yeah.
Ryan likes a the tiny simple pleasures.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's number 10.
Number
that's
one. Not,
okay.
Number 10.
Number 9, chunky peanut butter.
Chunky?
On a single piece of bread, folded over.
The peanuts in it? Like the chunky peanuts in it?
Yeah.
I do like that more than creamy.
I mean, I love creamy. Don't get me wrong. Like,
get the male body.
On the creamy, but something about the crunchy just feel. Because we didn't have it when I was a kid. I don't know if it was more expensive, but we couldn't have it.
Okay.
Or my parents didn't like it. So now when I get it, I really feel like I'm a man.
Interesting.
Like I'm watching out for myself now.
Interesting. I also think peanut butter might be on its way out.
Because of allergies?
Because of allergies. You can't bring it to schools anymore. You can't bring it you can't bring it out. You could probably have it inside. You know, you can have it inside your house.
And it's in so much candy, though. And candy is like the most pervasive thing in our society, I think, because it's everywhere. It's in Butterfingers.
It's everywhere.
You know, yeah. A lot of
traveling.
Butter. Yeah, Reese's.
Love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a sad day if peanut butter.
Adventure.
You know, when I was a kid, did you know anybody with a peanut allergy when you were growing up?
No.
Yeah, something like.
It's interesting.
Isn't it like. You can get allergic to something by being exposed to it before you're 1 year old. Have you heard that?
I've heard something along those lines. I've also heard that you can also develop it later in life. Like it's something that you can eat as much as you want when you're a kid, and then somehow later in life it just snaps and you're totally allergic to it.
I was thinking it'd be weird if everybody eventually developed a peanut allergy and it became like a toxic substance.
Oh,
and like 100 years from now, everybody like reads about us eating peanut butter.
It'd be
like,
our kryptonite.
Those guys were crazy. Yeah.
It'd be our kryptonite. It would be a pretty
allergic to anything?
Huh?
Are you allergic to anything?
I ate some unwashed celery the other day, like a couple months ago, and I like everything swelled up and I took pictures.
Really?
Celery.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, I can eat celery. It's just it was right out of the fridge, and I don't know like if it had been.
Unwashed. You gotta wash that stuff.
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I'll, you know, blow up like a balloon if I don't.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Man. I will say that I'm not allergic to anything.
Yeah, you are. Everybody is.
No. Well.
Did you go to an allergist?
Well, I mean, like, poison ivy. No, I haven't been to an allergist.
Well, you gotta
but I'm not allergic to dogs or cats or dust.
So you're not allergic to anything common that you know of?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
There could be something out there you could just eat.
Like goat hair.
There definitely is. Yeah.
Goat hair.
Goat hair.
Rub a little goat hair on your forehead.
See what happens. Are you allergic to anything, Dave?
I am.
What?
Allergic to cats. So I got to go bury my cat.
You got to bury your
cat. No wonder you didn't take care of the cat.
I know.
You resented it.
Allergic to dogs, allergic to dust, allergic to smoke. I went to an allergist when I was a kid. See what you were talking about before, if you were in front of something. My family had a fireplace, and that smoke made me allergic to it.
Oh,
so I became allergic to smoke because of that.
And that any kind of smoke?
Well, no, it's like cigarette smoke or? Mostly cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
But then it just made, I guess, my lungs weak or like something along those lines.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes as a kid?
Started smoking in high school a little bit.
Yeah.
Then quit the day after Andy fed me amphetamine-based rum.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a jerk.
I know.
What a jerk.
I know.
I had a dream last night, actually, that Andy and I got in a fight.
Ooh, tell
like
me about
fist
it.
Fight. Like
who won?
I don't remember. I just remember waking
that means,
up.
And, that like, means he won.
Hating him.
You
I don't
do
think
hate
anybody,
him.
Like we just like it was like we exchanged like blows to the face.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably good. I'm moving out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do hate him.
I don't hate him. I just dislike him.
Wow.
Intently. Vehemently.
Wow. Vehemently.
Mm. Vehemently.
Number eight. The movie Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, with the old
with the Glenn Frey soundtrack, Heat Is On and all that.
The heat is on.
Yeah. Go ahead, Giggles. Come on.
The heat is on.
You're feeling good today.
Burning.
Yeah, I want to get outside, man. I'm going to like run around like a cat.
Feeling good.
Like a dead cat that you got to bury.
You got to bring up the deep wounds. Deep wounds.
Caller on the air.
Number seven.
Oh, number seven? Oh, no, you threw me off.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, coffee. Coffee in the morning. Cup of coffee, man. That's how you know that you're about to start something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say I love Jailhouse Joe. I do love Joe.
He's number 8 on your list then, since you only had 7.
It's true.
I wonder if he's out there listening. Give us a call, Jailhouse Joe. 646-915-9228. And anyone else who wants to call, give us a call.
What else do you love, Ryan?
Number 6.
Weeds growing up through a crack in a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Dandelions?
Yeah, anything like that. Because what? It's not going to go anywhere, but it's heroic as hell. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that last night.
Yeah, what was the analogy?
It was a metaphor.
It was a metaphor for something.
Oh, that's okay. Well, that's number 5 on the list. Actually, it's number 4, but we'll shift it to number 5. Really bad stand-up comics at open mic nights who just keep going. Mm-hmm. Who just heroically plug along even though they're bombing.
So you appreciate that.
It's awful to watch, but it's also kind of glorious at the same time.
But don't you think, take a cue and be like, all right, end it. Try to find your best joke, throw it out there, and end it.
I've seen people who...
Because that's just terrific.
What I like is there's no hubris in it. Like I was telling Giggles last night, ego. I am the best stand-up ever, right. And you're going to love this. The important thing is to not try to be funny, is to try to be serious and fail. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that, No, if you're bombing 100%, there's no best joke. You're just the people are up there eating up their 10 minutes, no matter what, and it's a joy to watch.
It is true. There's also something I was talking about this the other day with a friend about having that moment and when you're in the moment when everything is riding well, there's nothing wrong you could do. But if that moment is going against you, there's nothing right you can do.
Yeah.
There's something interesting about that. And the fact that what brings all that together to make a moment right or make a moment wrong?
It's a crowd.
I mean, you're a man who's on stage a lot, but sometimes it is a crowd, sometimes it's not a crowd. Sometimes it's about just an emotion in the air.
I think it's your attitude and how you pick it up on the attitudes. It's the same thing happens in sports, too. Momentum in a game, going one way or another. The mood of a crowd and the mood of any group of people is very strange. For instance, you ever been in a crowd where there's applause and the applause goes on for a long time? What always happens? Like, say, at the end of a theater show during curtain call, eventually everybody's clapping just sinks up naturally. Everybody, without realizing it, just sort of falls into pattern.
Yeah.
And that collective consciousness.
Sure.
Just goes on and just feeds off itself. It's feedback.
Like one thing that will ruin a show is if the house lights are up or if they're not down all the way. Because then people are not just focused on the show or the performer,
the stand-up. All around.
Yeah, they're looking all around. So it's all these different things about, visuals and,
I hear that. Mm. Hear that.
Wow. Really deep and heavy stuff.
Yeah, man.
I just point out stuff I love.
Give me another one.
I like plants. I like greenery. Mm-hmm. I love being in rainforests and woods.
I don't.
Just being alone in the woods or being with some people. Mm-hmm. Walking through the woods is gorgeous.
It is.
Get back to nature.
That's where I'm from,
baby.
We
gotta go camping. We gotta make some serious moves. Camping. Do some serious camping this
summer. Can we get
a
generator and do the show from the woods?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we should do the show from the roof today, but I felt like the sun might cook some of this stuff.
And cook us.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, that roof is like silver. It would just bounce back and just destroy us.
It's kind of windy out too.
Yeah, all right. It was cool just windy. An idea. And we're
it's a bad idea. Yeah, just said, don't.
646-905-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on.
Call or phone.
All right, number 5, I think we're up to.
No, this would be number 4.
4?
Yeah, because the other one is stand-up comics. No-bake cookies. You know what no-bake cookies are?
No, give me...
Okay, you take oats.
When you go to the store and buy cookies?
No. No, that's a kind of cookie that you basically take oats and chocolate and peanut butter and vanilla. You mix them all together. And then instead of putting them in the oven, they're kind of cooked right there. And then they're like a gooey mess. And then you put them in cookie form on a sheet, and they dry, and they're delicious. They're like just chocolate and oats together.
Interesting.
Sounds like a Southern Ohio thing.
It must be, because I've never seen it.
I thought they had it until I saw the look on your face just now when I said
it.
That. Let me ask you something else.
All right.
When you I went to a restaurant recently, and I couldn't afford much there, so I just ordered a bowl of chili because it was on the kids' menu. It was cheap, and I said, could I also have a peanut butter sandwich? And it was like everybody in the restaurant just stopped what they were doing and stared at me.
Where were you?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, what kind of? Give me the idea of this restaurant.
It's a pretty nice restaurant. It's the kind of place that has its own brewery in it. But chili was on the menu.
All right.
So
Hill.
A lot of appetite. Yeah, Iron Hill. You've been there.
You asked for a peanut butter sandwich at Iron Hill?
It was also on the menu. But here's the point. Where I'm from, it's a big chili area, like Cincinnati chili.
Right.
We always make peanut butter sandwiches to dip in our chili.
Gross.
And I thought, like, I just thought that was normal. Like, even, like, in our school cafeterias on chili day, we get peanut butter sandwiches to dip in our chili.
Wow. What do they do out there in Ohio?
Apparently.
I'll tell you this.
You should see the look on your face when I said that, though. It was horrific.
I know. It's just
I feel like a freak.
No, don't feel like a freak. Everyone's welcome here. Yeah. Cincinnati was voted the craziest city in the U.S.
Crazy, like, woo.
I guess so.
Jeez.
I didn't know
that crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because of our sports teams.
Sports teams.
They make it crazy every year.
They do love. Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time the Reds have been in the playoffs?
1995. Haven't had a winning season. 1999.
Wow.
Yeah. And then our teams are always, like, really good. And then they're horrible. Like the Bengals this year. And if you followed football very closely, but it was like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. And then, like, halfway through the season, people just started dying. Jeez. Like, literally. And then, like, the team just went downhill.
This year, though, they might have a chance. They're talking about getting T.O.
They didn't get T.O. They got they were talking about it because they needed a wide receiver after Chris Henry broke his arm.
Sports talk.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
Sports radio.
exactly.
But no, they did get a receiver. Bryant was his name.
Okay.
And I've never heard of him.
They didn't get T.O., though.
I don't think
that would have been major. That would have been major, having T.O. and having
Chad Johnson together.
Well, Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. That's a lot of ego in the locker room to do
it. Would have been great, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Jason.
What's going on, buddy?
It's our MIA producer. What's going on, Jason?
Two weeks straight.
Yeah.
Am I fired?
probably.
We'll talk about it after the show.
What's going on, man?
It's a theme for my life, so it's okay.
It is all right. So what's going on? Tell us about what's going on in your life that you haven't been here, and what has been going on with it.
I've been busy with comedy, and had an audition yesterday at UCB, which went pretty well. I'm waiting on a call back.
Nice.
Today, hopefully it comes.
Nice. So you went over there.
I'll be out next week too.
Listen, jerk.
So you went over there.
I want to call in and talk about chili.
We were talking about chili. Do you dip peanut butter sandwiches in chili?
I've never done that, but I do know that Cincinnati chili is, if I'm correctly, if I'm wrong, but completely beanless. It's essentially a dip anyway.
This is true.
So some of it, yeah.
It sounds like it's something that would be pretty good.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Tell us, Curtis, tell us some things that you love. The top three things you love.
That I love?
Yeah, man.
Curtis sounds like he just woke up.
I love a nice scented candle.
Oh, that's
ooh,
beautiful.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
All right.
I think it's important to calm you down. Mm-hmm. I think a good whiskey is something that can end and start a week very well.
Good whiskey.
Tits.
Yeah, I love tits.
Who doesn't?
You took my number one.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's okay.
And like 1994 era TGIF on ABC.
Yes.
Like Full House.
Yeah.
And
Family Matters and
what
Perfect
was the one
Strangers.
With Fred Savage brothers? Like what was the one with Frank Savage?
Fred Savage?
No, it was his
brother. The
brother. His brother was on it.
Yeah.
With Topanga?
You're talking about
Topanga.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
Mr. Mooney.
Dude, I had such a fucking...
All right, let's see if Jason can...
It was just a good time. I don't know that I would feel the same way as old as I am now, but it was really good.
It was a good time in life.
Dinosaur.
Can you remember the actual lineup?
The actual lineup?
Like, yeah.
I don't remember the order. I know Full House was at 8 o'clock.
That was a big show.
Yes, it was.
Family Matters.
Family Members.
8:30. And 9 o'clock. I want to say Step by Step was third.
Step by Step.
And then there was just like a rotating cast of that fourth one.
Mm.
And I believe, didn't they try the Dana Carvey show at like 10 o'clock on Fridays?
I think they tried it everywhere.
They made it even more, thank God.
Oh, wow. I have actually in front of me the 1994 to 1995 TGIF lineup. So let's go from 8 o'clock. What was the first one?
He said Full House.
Wrong. Family Matters.
Family Matters was on at 8.
Yeah.
Family Matters kicked it off.
Yep. All right, 8:30. What was after Family Matters?
Full House.
Nope.
It'd make more sense if Full House was at 9 to anchor the 9 o'clock
hour. Do it all out.
All right, I'll just do it. Cause
this is big.
Family Matters, yeah. Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and then 2020.
Oh, that must have been after Full House was off the air then.
Yeah, Full House was off in like 91.
Wow.
Yeah. I completely forgot about Hanging with Mr. Cooper, but I still stand by 1994.
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper is a classic.
Was it Steve Harvey? That was his show?
No, that was...
the tall guy. Tall black guy.
Yeah, the... I don't remember his name.
Mr. Cooper.
Cooper.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, the kids were hanging with him.
Mark
time.
Curry.
Yeah.
Mark Curry.
That was his name?
Yeah.
Former NBA basketball player.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Turned TV star, which is
probably
pretty,
very short-lived.
Pretty... Happens a lot.
No, he's still... he's in movies.
I know, but I mean, like, his basketball career.
Oh, sure.
To move over to basketball or TV, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up what Mark Curry's up to these days.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm looking right now. There's nothing.
Nothing. So, Jason...
he should come on the show tomorrow, like, next week.
Yeah, we'll get Mr. Cooper in.
We could get him.
Jason, so how was the audition? Like, what was it like? Can you give us a rundown of what the audition was like?
Yeah, I can. I think the UCB community is,
which is supportive. For people who don't know, Upright Citizens Brigade.
So it was essentially, we knew going in the eight people that were going to be in the room with us performing. So we actually got together a little earlier in the week and got to know each other a little bit. So there were no real strange faces in. I think at the last minute, a ninth person showed up about 30 seconds before we walked in the room.
What was the audition
for? It was a panel of you know, some of the best improvisers, the artistic director of the theater, and just pretty straightforward. Not a ton of laughs, as you would expect from a crowd of five people in a brightly lit room.
it
worked. It was simple improv scene. So
was it just you performing your own stuff, or were you performing as a group?
Yeah, we were performing in sets of two. So they essentially ran through, it was 2-minute scenes. So you'd come out and you would have a suggestion from them for each scene.
Mm.
And then you would do that scene. They would call the end of
they
it.
I love that.
And then two more people would go. And you repeated that one additional time.
Interesting. So
20 minutes later,
how many people...
You left and your headshot got put in the stack, I assume.
Nice. How many people are they accepting?
The actual number, it was 470 people auditioned.
And then out of that many people, how many are they going to take?
The rumor callback, so I don't know if it's true at all, is going to be about 60 people of those 470.
Jesus.
60.
And then from there, it's, who knows, it could be anywhere between, you know, 15 and 25.
Wow.
People get put on teams.
I mean, is this for the ASCAT show, or what exactly was the audition
for?
No,
this would be on Tuesday night at UCB is Herald night, so it's for a Herald team.
Right.
Herald is an improv forum that started in Chicago and was brought to New York by the Upright Citizens Brigade 4, which was Amy Poehler and Matt Besser.
Sure.
This guy knows his improv.
Matt Walsh and Ian Roberts.
Goes whack. Mm. Very nice.
So stepping stone, I guess.
You feel optimistic about it?
It's a pretty big deal. Those Tuesday night shows are usually sold out. Crowds of 150, 160.
I've been. They are really good. That's really good comedy.
Better than you can get on setting up your own shows in the city.
I like it.
I mean, beats hanging out on Sundays with us, you know? Really, where's the love? Where's the love?
Yeah, well, I think you know, doing the show, you guys has raised my profile so much.
Yeah, well, thanks. We're glad that we could give you the steps.
I walked into this thing so confident.
We are stepping stone to greater and bigger things.
It's true.
Right.
How do you feel about it? Feeling positive?
Next week, for sure.
All right. Well, he apparently Giggles won't, so maybe it'll be me and you, buddy.
Get back to original roots.
I love those shows.
Those are good shows.
Maybe that's what it is. Those are the only shows I want to do.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Giggles. I didn't mean it.
Nah, it's cool, man. Really, no.
Are you going to the woods?
What?
Is Giggles going to the woods? I heard you talking about sending Giggles out to the woods.
We are
going
to send him to the woods with a recorder and a knife, and that's it.
No clothing.
No clothing, nothing.
Find that little girl.
And a pint of whiskey.
All right, guys. I'm going to run.
Good work. I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy, Curtis.
Nice to meet you, Curtis.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
Later. There goes your producer.
I've never actually met him before. He sounds nice.
He's a good guy.
Sounds like somebody I should know.
He's our producer.
Yeah.
He's our producer.
You guys could have like an improv off.
Yeah, well, I don't do it. I mean, I'm going to learn improv because I don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
I do the comedy thing a little bit.
Right.
A little bit.
Curtis doesn't seem like the guy that would like, you know, give you trade secrets.
Mm.
Seems like he'd try to keep them
to
himself.
No, I don't. I got my own secrets.
No, yeah, but, you know, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
So here's what I was talking about before, Cincinnati being the craziest city. Mm-hmm. So I'll run through a quick thing. Psychiatrists per house, but in Milwaukee, 10. Providence, 6. San Francisco, 1. Cincinnati, 31.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's pretty big.
Okay, now wait a minute. See, you saying there's more psychiatrists per capita to me means that it's a less crazy city because everybody's getting treatment.
Or they more people need treatment.
Nah. You're wrong.
Las Vegas actually has 55. They don't have a high stress level, though, apparently.
I could see that.
Yeah.
A lot of people losing their mortgages.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Interesting.
Terrible.
I don't know about
that. I was just looking at news right now, and just, there's nothing good. Nothing good.
All right, so he gave us your one, tits, as being your favorite
right,
thing, faves.
Right, right.
What was number two, I think we last left off on?
Number two is, this is going to sound silly.
All right.
It's just laughter.
Laughter.
I just like laughter.
Laughter's good.
Laughter from a child, laughter from an adult. Laughter,
totally.
As long as I'm the one that's getting to make the person laugh, it's pretty much, as long as it's boosting me up.
Laughter's good, because I remember there was a time where, like, if I need to laugh, I can go online. You know all those, like, kid laugh videos on YouTube?
Those are cute.
Those will always make me laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
Really cute.
They'll always make me laugh.
Jeez.
Good times.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Really nice.
So I want to just bring up a point. I made all of those up on the spot.
I know you did
right
good.
Right now. And I think...
Improv.
Right. And you had time to think of yours, Giggles, and you still had numbers... Like, number
family.
7 was adventure, family, friends.
Friends.
Yeah. Who are your heroes? Jesus and Einstein? Come on.
Like, snowboarding.
Snowboarding, right.
Wow.
Wow. Good show.
Real good show.
I think so.
Real good show. Wow. What are we... we going to wrap this up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. You know what we'll do? We'll take 2 minutes.
Did you get that rap?
And then I didn't get that rap. We'll premiere it next week. But
geez.
We'll premiere the first rap this week, which is Me, Scrap, and Hammer, which we didn't play last week.
But we got to play the next one.
We'll play the next one next week, which you were premiered on.
Nice.
Which
I
is
good.
Really, really good.
I did
really
good at that one.
So,
and during the break, can you tell me where I can buy some dresser drawers and maybe a desk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will. We'll go through.
I don't have anything. I just have.
All right, I'm going to quickly go through top 10.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Bluegrass.
You love bluegrass?
Mm. Love bluegrass.
Okay, good.
And this one's going to go out to Giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderstorms.
Nice. I love thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, I love to read the news. Unlike Giggles, I enjoy reading the news.
That's why you guys are good together.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, you bounce off each other.
And number 4, Starscream. I love reading biographies.
Really?
Love to learn about people. People watching.
I love
people watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was my number 9.
That was your.
You're in the right city. You're in the right city for it.
Yeah, people watching is a good time. Hours.
Word.
Sometimes I will. One of my favorite times people watching is I'll go and I'll wear headphones and I'll just go sit in a park. But I won't turn anything on.
Mm-hmm.
So people think I'm like kind of fly on the wall, not really listening, but I am. So I'm always listening. Watch out.
That sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You from Cincinnati?
Yep.
Yeah.
Space exploration.
Really?
Yep. Space exploration.
It's right up there with adventure.
Yep. I have every day in the morning I check my widget on my desktop, and I have the planet count. Currently, we have the planets, 362. Multi-planet solar systems, 49. Earth-like planets, still at 0, guys.
Well, 1.
Still at 0. Well, Earth-like planets.
Okay.
Other than Earth.
Right.
I don't know. Very Earth-like. Earth.
All right, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Watching trailers, movie trailers. I actually prefer it sometimes to movies because they give the whole movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's pretty much
that's
my
it.
Top.
And they're usually better than some of the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to go and we're going to play the rap, but good show.
Good show. Is it?
Good
are,
show.
We, are we ending on
it's
the rap?
It's about 6 minutes. We got 6 minutes left in the show.
Let's
so we'll end on the rap.
I love it.
Thanks,
guys. We got to end on our song. We'll get back off the rap.
We'll get back off the rap and we'll come back to the song. But, you know, is there anything you want to talk about for next week? Like, where are you going next week where you're not going to be here? What are you going to do in Florida?
My nephew's getting married.
What's going on down there?
Just a little wedding. A little wedding, getting married.
Little wedding,
getting married.
Hitched. All right, so you're going to go. Are you in the wedding?
Yeah, I'm a groomsman.
Wow.
I know. I've never been a groomsman before.
All right. So maybe we'll either have a Dave and Curtis show. Best of. We'll figure it out.
Or Ryan will be here, too.
Yeah.
I'm unemployed. I'll be here.
Gmail.com. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. Give us an email. Let us know what's going on. And we're going to play a little rap for you.
White boys from another land.
Who played this now? Pick up the pace, get out of my face. You got the card or you'll lose your place. You see me here, don't lose me here, cause here's the tricky part. You in the way, you out the way, you ain't very smart. Don't know where you're going, don't know where you've been, but you ain't even worth a dollar to ten. Crowded the streets, empty room, don't give a damn. You see the boom, you hear the boom, you wind up in your tomb. Cause Tiny Toons is what you got inside your crib. You better stay at home with your mama's bib. I'd say I'm only playing, but you wouldn't understand, because you got no money or even give a damn. Put down the mic, son. Get off the motherfucking podium. Yeah, I can rap and you can rap, who gives a fuck? How about I show you the back in my inside truck? Good fella style, y'all. Take you to the country, it's the first time you see a tree. Cause this is what happens when you fuck with me. Get off the mic, son. Get off the motherfucking podium.
Smell vision, cause the ladies all be switching when I make it out the kitchen. Don't tell Dave, but I know that Andy's stitching. Better watch your mind when I open up the oven. Take a step back, quit all the push and shove. Don't wanna get too close when you smell the roast. Got a secret ingredient, but I don't like to boast, cause I'm a four-star chef. Better than the cook a souffle like every fucking day. Beef Wellington. You know you heard me, son, my rhymes get better when they hit your tongue. Now that I search for something, now that you got your fill, now that your mind's too blown, you're feeling kinda ill. I got one thing for you to get done, clear off the fucking table, do your dishes, son.
Get out 10, spliffing the hand.
That's 171.
And we're back.
Is that the way you want to approach this? I'm just going to play out the song. And
It's our closing out song.
Closing out song. We got 26 seconds left.
Ryan Airy from RyanAirey.com. Couldn't spell your name.
R-Y-A-N.
E-Y. Like the fish. Spelled like the fish.
10 seconds. Last 10 seconds. What do you got to say? All right. You weren't even on mic. Say it again.
You jerk.
Say it again.
Peanut butter.
RyanAirey.com.
I can't believe you pressed all those buttons.
That's awesome. Not you.
Good show.
Good show.